it was a non-event. There was no quorum. The meeting or the gathering was illegal, and it was not sanctioned by anybody. Our constitution is very clear. The provincial chairman, through me, is the one who's responsible for calling such meetings, and we don't know who called this meeting. And as I said, there was no quorum, and therefore, whatever their decisions, they are not binding.
Do you think this meeting that was called today by Mr. Ziyambi Ziyambi and others has anything to do with the factional fights in ZANU-PF's factions position themselves to take over from President Robert Mugabe if he decides to leave politics?
We don't know their motives, but it would seem it has got to do with factionalism. But as I said, the province is intact, and the provincial chairman is there, and I'm there. And within a short period of time, we are going to call for a provincial conference where we are going to invite the chairpersons of district, main wing, women and youth to come as an electoral college and come and discuss these issues. And that's where everything will be resolved.
The president of your party, ZANU-PF, recently called on everyone in the party to work together ahead of the party's elective congress in December, but it seems like no one is listening to him anymore. What's going on in your party?
That's what we call indiscipline. It's West. As you are aware, a couple of weeks ago, the president in Kariba was very clear, and it was in Mashonaland and West. He said we must all go to congress as a united front, all of us in ZANU-PF. And this was also buttressed by the First Lady, Amai Mugabe, just yesterday in Harare, where she preached about unity and peace. And only a few hours later, a couple of guys, they come together and they say they have now taken over Mashonaland and West. What is that? Nonsense.